Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribune. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
The Detroit Public Schools Community District has chosen a new superintendent. The school board voted yesterday to enter into contract negotiations with Nikolai Vitti, who is currently the superintendent in Duval County, Florida. Vitti grew up in Dearborn Heights. The other finalist was River Rouge Superintendent Derek Coleman. But the process was controversial because of a candidate who didn't make it to the final round, Interim Superintendent Alicia Merriweather. This was one of the first major actions by the new school board, Jack. Did they handle it well?
They seem to have handled it well, perhaps not including Ms. Merriweather as a finalist. And I think it was my instinct that it was a good idea to get somebody who had Detroit ties but who had gone away and had worked in another state, had some sort of different background. And if I had had to guess, the other candidate, who's African-American and from a nearby district, would have been the choice. Hopefully, this will bring a new set of eyes and a new perspective on what, in the best of worlds, is still going to be a very difficult job.
Flint Mayor Karen Weaver wants her city to keep using Detroit water for the foreseeable future. Last year, Weaver announced Flint would stick with a plan to draw water from the KWA pipeline to Lake Huron when it's done being built. But yesterday, she said a third switch would be too risky and expensive. Flint's water crisis began when the city started using water from the Flint River that wasn't properly treated. The plan's not final, and there are a lot of complications here, Jack, including money. But is Weaver's recommendation a good one?
Psychologically, yes. It would just be awfully traumatic to ask these folks to switch water sources again. They were burned so badly before. They say that this will cost the city slightly more over a large number of years, although it may make them eligible for some more federal aid. And they say this won't be damaging or crippling to the Carignan-Dee Water Authority. I find that, frankly, sort of hard to believe. The entity that was, as I understood it, going to be their major client is pulling out. You even have to wonder what its future is now. But I think it's probably a good choice, all things considered, for at least the foreseeable future.
The new Kids Count in Michigan data book came out yesterday, and there are some pretty sobering statistics in it. Child poverty is up 15% in Michigan since 2008, and in 2015, a total of more than 480,000 kids lived in poverty. What else stood out to you about the latest report?
Well, first of all, things are slightly better than they were in the worst times of the Great Recession, but 47% of African-American kids, 30% of Hispanic kids are living in deep poverty. We're talking about a family income of less than $22,000 a year for a family of four. There's a lot of very, very poor children, and you have to worry about if they're getting enough nutrition. You have to think, too, if the Medicaid expansion, where health benefits were extended to about 640,000 people in the state because of the Affordable Care Act, had that been wiped out, things would be even worse. So we have to think about whether, as a society, it's acceptable that these many children are growing up this poor.
The tenure of newly elected Macomb County Clerk and Register of Deeds Karen Spranger is off to a rocky start. Spranger fired two employees who in turn filed a whistleblower lawsuit against her. And last week, Spranger had an assistant call 911 because she felt harassed by reporters asking her questions. Should Macomb County residents be concerned about the quality of services being provided during this controversy and the possible costs of fighting the lawsuit in court?
Is the Pope Catholic? You know, the irony of this was that this is a result of straight ticket voting. Democrats, who very much wanted to keep the straight ticket voting option, the Republicans wanted to get rid of it, ultimately prevailed. And Ms. Spranger is clerk only because Donald Trump won Macomb County by a landslide. She just barely snuck in. Nobody expected her to be elected. How this will play out, I don't know, but this is highly embarrassing for all concerned, but she's legitimately elected. For now, she's in the job, and people are living with the consequences.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, Doug.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition. You're listening to Michigan Radio.